Welcome to episode 2614 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series this week. I want to let you know that if you'd like to go a little more deeply into any series I release each week, know that there are 30-minute guided meditation experiences where I share more insight as well as a journal with a daily reflection question, taking you deeper into the theme we explore each week, as well as a guide with the different meditation techniques I share in each meditation right there organized for you. You can try this Sip and Om meditation app absolutely free so you could receive this week's series free. I want to introduce you to this week's theme. The theme is by request from your fellow meditator, Kristen Neubauer. Kristen has been meditating with us for years now. She is a regular meditator. She rarely misses a day, and she's also a very gifted journalist at Reuters. She lives in Washington, D.C., and she is a very busy person. She's also a painter. She sells paintings of horses. She loves horses. She has her own horse as well that she rides. She is an animal lover, and she has been reading books by Thich Nhat Hanh, the Vietnamese Buddhist monk who recently passed away. He has written several books, and the main premise of many of his books has to do with mindfulness. She says that she's enjoying a book called Fear, in particular, chapter 10, and I'll be sharing with you excerpts from his book Fear, and this is what Kristen has to say, and I think you can relate to it. She says, "I feel as though people are just desperate for someone to listen to them, really deeply listen. But as Thich Nhat Hanh says, we seem to have lost the ability to do that. Even though it's a priority to me, I still find my attention diverted as I'm speaking with someone. So this is a listening quest, and I hope that you will join in for the daily meditation quest I encourage you to go on that goes right along with this series. This is a quest Kristen selected as well. And remember, you can request any theme. Many of you do request themes. Almost every theme I share with you is by request. You can always reach out to me on my Sip and Om Instagram, send me a direct message there, or you can email me at mary@sipandom.com. So Kristen thought it would be a great idea to have as your weekly meditation challenge, your daily quest, to place your cell phone out of sight, out of mind when you're speaking to someone. So if you have a handbag or purse, put it in there or put it in your pocket, put it somewhere where you will not be tempted to glance at it. So this is your challenge for this week. Every day, have a conversation with someone and be very present with your cell phone out of sight, out of mind. See if this makes a difference for you. So now I invite you to settle yourself down and get ready to listen to your inner wisdom. We're starting off with you listening to your inner wisdom today. And then throughout the week, you'll be listening to others and to your negative thoughts and to your positive thoughts. We'll be doing all kinds of listening meditations this week. As you make yourself nice and comfortable, begin to tune in to and listen to what your body is revealing to you today. Do you notice any tightness or tension anywhere? It may be the same place you notice this tension or tightness day in and day out, or maybe you're feeling a different sort of tension today. What is your body revealing to you? Notice if this tension or tightness has to do with a mood or an emotion. See if you can name that mood or emotion and reflect on what may have contributed to it. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Notice your thoughts right now. Name your mood. Now, sit very still and begin to listen to what your mind and your body are revealing to you. Listen intently. This is your inner wisdom, your intuition. You may not have all the answers you need. Simply listen. Solutions will come to you, all in good time. The important part is what you're doing now, gaining this awareness, tuning into your emotions. Sit in stillness, listening for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.